Hey, welcome to the Carol Remarks Podcast. My name is Carol, and this is where I host my remarks on glamour, pop culture, and front page news. Let's get right to it. Oh, happy day. It is Friday. We made it. How are you? You got big plans this weekend? We're getting the baby tomorrow. And I don't know what movies we're going to watch. Maybe Lethal Weapon 3 and then 4. For this weekend. Okay, let's go over here. First of all, I'm listening to this Bible study in a year type thing, a podcast, Father Mike Schmidt. And, you know, he reads like three books at once. He'll read Old Testament. Actually, he's reading two. Is Leviticus old or is Leviticus is old because Moses is in it, right? I'm not sure. But I don't understand Leviticus. I don't understand it. Why did they include that? I know it's just a lot of instructions, but we don't do that anymore. So why is it there? I don't understand Leviticus. Somebody tell me. Somebody tell me the purpose of Leviticus. Okay. Moving on. Moving on. Let's see. What do we have going on over here on the X? You know, I got a lot of stuff I want to talk about. Oh, Breitbart News may want to check out their ad agency that they're using, because one of their sponsored posts or whatever is where, oh my gosh, I cannot see. Start your gender transition. No insurance needed. Y'all may want to check those out over there, whoever's in charge of your ad agency at Breitbart News. Okay. Biden roasted for National Day of Prayer message. You are the last person who should be quoting scripture. Amen. And this is also from Breitbart News. Now, look, I hate to criticize anybody that's praying, but this man, no. President Joe Biden is the last person who should be quoting scripture, social media users said on Tuesday after Biden posted a message for the National Day of Prayer referencing scripture while spending the last few days promoting the murder of unborn children. Yep, there you go. I'm going to read some of the tweets to you in just a minute. On the National Day of Prayer, Biden wrote, "Scripture tells us to rejoice in hope, be patient in tribulation, and be constant in prayer." Well, amen to that. On the National Day of Prayer, my prayer is that we keep faith, that our best days are ahead of us, and with you in charge, they're not, and continue to believe in honesty, decency, dignity, and respect. Oh, that's rich coming from you. He said in a message that did not include the word God or Jesus. So your prayer didn't count. There you go. So here are some of the responses on Twitter. Spare me your lecture on honesty, decency, dignity, and respect. You embody none of those. Your prayer will soon be answered when we vote Trump back into the White House. Honesty, decency, dignity, and respect are all the things you lack in character. From the man that supports the late-term abortion, Biden is a wannabe Catholic. What? Okay. Since when do you believe in honesty, constantly lying about Trump, decency, push a gay and trans narrative at the White House, dignity, allowing kids to chop their stuff off, respect, making 100 posts on Easter about Trans Day, and then the last one, abortion fanatic wants to talk about scripture. So you can go finish reading that article if you'd like. So let's move on to the next one. Just let us audition. UK transgender actors appeal to be cast in non-trans roles. No, 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 no. Look, your community with the gay and lesbian. Look, I love the gay and lesbians. There's nothing. I think gay and lesbians need a hard split from this whole LGBTQ plus whatever you want to call it. Gays and lesbians, please separate yourselves from this. But do you remember when some of them, not everybody, but they were all up in arms because a straight person would play a gay person instead of casting a gay person in it? Okay, I get it. I agree. But we are not going to cast a trans person. We're not gonna cast a man pretending to be a woman as a woman in the character. No, we're not gonna do that. I hope not. Anyway, this is over in the UK though. But I wouldn't. But you know, don't. I think they're already doing it here. They have done it here. I know there are some movies here where they have cast a man pretending to be women as a woman. Yep, I think in the Barbie movie, I think even they had some. And I know there's some other ones. I just can't think of it right off the top of my head. So this Kim Tatum dreams of playing Norma Desmond, Sunset Boulevard's exquisite former star of silent films. Mariah Luca longs to perform a dangerous liaison's evil schemer, Marquis de Somebody. And for Reese Lyons, it's the monstrous ambition of Lady Macbeth that makes her the ideal role. But until attitudes within British theater shift, it's unlikely these talented performers will get to play their dream characters. Despite their skill, training, and accolades, trans women just don't seem to get cast cisgender roles. Well, there's a reason for that. Because you're not a woman. You can go finish. I'm not even going to give that any more thought. You can go finish reading that yourself. So Kelly J. Keen, on one of her videos, you'll have to go search it out because it's an older video about Jazz. Is it Jazz Jennings? She did a whole video about that. And it was terrifying. It was terrifying. I have heard about this Jazz Jennings. A little 17-year-old boy had his stuff cut off, tried to make a vagina, and apparently it failed. Disastrous. Well, of course, you know, it's going to fail. That's not what you're supposed to do, okay? But, you know, she showed the clips of the Jazz, I guess it's a reality show, and so I've never watched it. I had no interest in watching anything like that. But on Kelly J. Keene's video, she showed clips of it where he was consulting with the surgeons, and this surgery center that he went to had trans people. The surgeon was a trans person, and there was another doctor there too, I think. He was also a trans person. That men pretending to be women, and so obviously fake. Oh my God. And at one point, they showed the two doctors in the surgery, during the surgery of Jazz Jennings, arguing about what this and that and where to cut and why are you cutting there? And the parents are watching. These parents, I swear, they should be in prison. These parents should be in prison for child abuse. Those doctors should be in prison for child abuse. I had no idea that went on. That is terrifying. And then they showed Jazz Jennings going to talk to other people's kids about doing this. They had like four or five little boys. I say little boys. Kelly J said they were between the age of 15 and 17, but they, my God, they were young. And it was so sad. It was just sad. It was sad. And so I guess Jazz Jennings' surgery didn't go well, and they had to go back and do it again. And at one point in one of the scenes, they were looking at the surgery that they had performed. This was like a checkup. Meantime, Jazz is recovering at home, and the doctors are requesting pictures. So Jazz is having to take pictures of his whatever, of his private parts to send to these doctors. I don't know if it was during COVID or what, and he couldn't go in. I don't know. Also, apparently, you know, when the guys do this, when they cut off their thing and they make it into a fake hole, they have to, during recovery, they have to insert something so it'll dilate and so it won't close up on them because, you know, it's not supposed to be there. But I guess the mother admitted on camera that she had to go in there and do that to him one time because he wouldn't do it. I don't know. I'm not sure. I haven't watched it, so I don't know. But anyway, when Jazz finally went back in person for his checkup on this surgery, they had him up there on the table. The cameras were in there. The parents were in there. The surgeons were in there. He was up with his legs splayed apart. And, you know, the surgeon said, this is what the surgeon said to Jazz Jennings. Oh, you poor thing. All of these pictures, you could be a porn star by now. with all these pictures we're having to take. What in the hell? So inappropriate. Oh my gosh. Okay, anyway, I've gone on and on enough about that. I guess I need to come up with a question of the day. This is just heartbreaking, and nobody is talking about it. I've taken some screenshots of, like, when I go to Breitbart or New York Post or the Daily Mail, and I go to their search in their search bar, and I put in transgender. There's not a whole lot of stories out there. People are not talking about this, and they should be. I did put out a couple of other stories out on my X where some states in the South are actually fighting this. So the Arkansas governor says state won't comply with new federal rules on transgender policy. So good for Sarah Huckabee Sanders. Good for you. Amen. South Carolina Senate approves ban on gender-affirming care. Mississippi Republicans revive the bill to regulate transgender stuff. So, I mean, I guess there's some states are trying to fight back. My question with Sarah Huckabee Sanders is, if they won't comply with federal rules, how are they going to get federal funding? I guess they're not. Because that's the stipulation. The federal say, if you want our money, then you're going to comply with this or you won't get our money. So it's interesting. I'm going to have to go read more into that story. I read a little bit about it, but I was in a hurry this morning. I was running out of time. I will go finish that story, though, and maybe even blog about it on my blog. So I do have a blog post out on the Victor Girls post on the Victor Girls site. Let me go over there and look at that real quick for you. I think I shared it out the other day. Oh, about the It's a Man's World is the title of it. I wish I had renamed the title. Ladies, and I do mean the word ladies in the sense of biological females. It seems to be a man's world. What has happened to all of the progress made in women's rights? You can thank Joe Biden and the cretins who voted for him. The Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, EEOC, is full of woke and DEI hires who do nothing but create new rules and force mandates onto corporations to push their radical agenda of erasing women. So now, apparently, this whatever, men are allowed to use the women's bathrooms and locker rooms. So there you go. There's more to it than that. You can go read all about it. I would also suggest that you go follow May Mailman on Twitter. Her name is M-A-Y, May Mailman, just like mailman, M-A-I-L-M-A-N. Go find her on Twitter and follow her. She is smart and on it. Okay, I'm sorry I rambled and went on and on. Question of the day. If there's one celebrity you could meet besides Trump, who would it be? Who would you want to meet that's famous? I want to meet Kelly J. King right now, currently. That's who I want to meet. Or have you met somebody famous in the past? If you want to answer that way, that's fine too. Who is somebody famous that you have met? I have met Willard Scott. Most of you probably don't even know who that is. The boy blob probably doesn't know who that is. I think Giblets and Mr. Sean's know who he is or was. But when I was in the Navy, I went to the National Christmas Tree Lighting, and Marilyn Magoo and was performed with her. Who was her husband at the time? Was it Billy Dee Williams? Is that right? It was freezing ass cold. I remember that. And Willard Scott was the host of the event. And afterwards, we got to go up and meet him. He was a large man, very nice. But anyway, it was kind of cool. All right, gotta go. You guys have a good day. The gent and I probably will be back tomorrow morning with an episode, but it'll be later in the morning. Okay, thanks for listening. Bye.
What's that? Who pays your salary? What's that? Who pays? What's that?
We're not a democracy!